I'm Joshua McNichols with KUOW. Washington State also has a chapter of the Log Cabin Republicans. The group's vice president is Troy Bodner. He's fighting to gain acceptance for gay, lesbian, and transgender rights within the Republican Party. The Democratic Party has traditionally been more open to those ideas, so I asked him, why doesn't he just become a Democrat?
Well, that's simple. I'm not a Democrat. So, you know, I mean, to me, Democrats are for more taxes or for big government. That's not what we stand for. That's not what we believe in. That's not what a conservative believes in. We're all about less government, less taxes, a strong national defense, yet equal rights for all LGBT people. And that's something that we won't give up. And we believe in individual liberty and individual freedom. And if you're a true conservative, then we don't have a right to say who you should marry or who you can't marry, what happens in the bedroom. That's part of being a conservative.
When it comes to social issues, Bodner's vision of the Republican Party sounds downright liberal. And that's the way most Republicans used to talk, at least according to Sam Reed. He's Washington State's former Secretary of State, and he's been active in the Republican Party since the late 1960s. Reed says the Republicans of his generation strongly supported gay rights.
Barry Goldwater, who back in the 50s, 60s, 70s was kind of the leader of conservative Republicans, he was adamant about gay rights and saying that government should stay out of people's bedrooms.
Reed says the backslide into social conservatism started in the late 1980s. In 1992, religious conservatives gained control of Washington State's Republican Party platform. Sam Reed says they managed to slip some stuff in there that was pretty bad. Those are his words. He says he eventually convinced them to tone down their language. Reed says many Republicans in Washington State today are pro-same-sex marriage and pro-choice, but those gains mean nothing if the rhetoric doesn't change at the national level.
Our candidates were hurt here in this state very badly by some of the jerks at the national level. You know, they were making these ridiculous statements like legitimate rape and things like that. The brand is hurt by what is being publicized nationally.
Reed says the Log Cabin Republicans have not been a huge force in this state, but he says they're doing important work by making friends with Republicans. And Republicans with gay friends are changing the Republican Party. For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.